This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Snippets of a speech from the 1980s featuring former President Ronald Reagan have just prompted President Trump to cancel trade talks with our neighbor to the north.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports, it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs.
CBS's Jared Hill.
We do know that the Ronald Reagan Foundation did comment on this just yesterday, saying that it was something that they were looking into, saying that Ontario had not gotten permission, and also that Ontario misrepresented the words of Ronald Reagan.
New York State's Democratic Attorney General Letitia James is set to make her first appearance in federal court today to answer to charges of mortgage fraud. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The defense attorneys in this case have indicated in a filing they're going to argue to get this case dismissed, alleging that the prosecutor in the case was unlawfully appointed, the same argument made and pending from former FBI Director James Comey.
Chaos outside a Coast Guard base near Oakland, California, as protesters demonstrated against the president's immigration policies. Video shows officers opening fire on a U-Haul truck as it backed towards them. Witnesses say it hit two people before speeding off. The incident took place after President Trump canceled plans to send National Guard troops into San Francisco. He says prominent tech leaders and the Democratic mayor, Daniel Lurie, convinced him crime is down and they're not needed.
We have work to do, and we would welcome the continued partnership with FBI, DEA, ATF, and U.S. attorneys to get drugs and drug dealers off of our streets.
The government shutdown's entering day 24, and there's still no agreement on compensating federal employees. CBS's Nicole Killian from Capitol Hill.
There was a little bit of progress that was made, even though a vote failed earlier in the day on a bill that was introduced by Senator Ron Johnson to pay some federal employees who have been working throughout this shutdown without pay. He did tell reporters that he is trying to reach a compromise with Democrats. Democrats had offered their own countermeasure to Ron Johnson's bill.
The Dodgers and Blue Jays face off in Game 1 of the World Series tonight in Toronto. DH George Springer says his guys won't be intimidated by those defending champs from L.A.
That's a great baseball team. There's absolutely no denying it. Everybody over there can play the game. So, you know, for us, it's just about kind of staying in the moment, you know, being who we are as a team, and we'll honestly see what happens.
This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things people love.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Beef up in winter, you can blame the fatty snacks.
University of California, San Francisco neurology professor Dr. Louis Potasik says it was good for the caveman and woman to gorge during the spring and summer when saturated fats were plentiful to prepare for winter when they disappeared. But now,
you and I can go to a grocery store and get Twinkies and Ho-Hos.
Eating saturated fats in winter leads the body into craving more of the hydrogenated fats found in snacks.
Our system is tricked into believing that it's summer.
And instead of burning off the pounds packed on during the warm weather, we just add more. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
The German company that made the truck lift that gave the crown jewel thieves a ride to the second floor window at the Louvre is seizing the marketing opportunity. Boker snatched up the rights to the photo, rolled out a new social media campaign featuring the now familiar scene outside the Paris Museum. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
On the air.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former aide at MPS who left the country this summer is now suing the federal government. Yesenia Ruano says she was pushed to self-deport to El Salvador despite an open visa case. She's joined a federal lawsuit claiming ICE is illegally deporting immigrants who are victims of crime. Ruano says she's fighting not just for herself, but for her daughters and others in the same situation. Whether you drive, walk, or ride the bus in Milwaukee, city planners want to hear from you. The 414 In Motion survey is now live, collecting ideas to improve how people get around. Officials say your feedback will help decide where to make changes like bike lanes, crosswalks, and transit routes. It's all part of Milwaukee's first citywide transportation and mobility plan. You can find the survey on the city's website. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A Milwaukee County Court Commissioner says it's one of the worst cases he's ever seen. The West Dallas parents accused of killing their 4-year-old son appeared in court for the first time yesterday. Prosecutors say DeVario Cruz abused the boy and his mother, Charlotte Keurig, failed to protect him. The judge called the allegations horrific. It was confirmed during the hearing that Child Protective Services had been alerted about the family before. An MCTS bus and a car collided near 91st Street and Bradley last night. Police say at about 5 o'clock, the car hit the back of the bus while it was heading south. There were 5 passengers on board at the time, and the bus driver and 1 passenger were injured. Officials say that bus driver's injuries aren't life-threatening. There's no word yet on if anyone was arrested. Another reminder about the interstate shutdown this weekend. A major ramp closure starts at 11 tonight on the Hale Interchange. The southbound 41-894 ramp to eastbound 894 will be shut down through early Monday. It's all part of a larger interchange improvement project expected to last into next year. The DOT says drivers should expect detours and extra delays. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. Green Bay city leaders speaking out after somebody put up wanted posters with their names and photos around the city. Congressman Tony Weed joined city elders Jennifer Grant and Melinda Eck condemning what he called violent rhetoric.
When they call us Nazis, fascists, criminals, or threats to democracy, it is a calling card for deranged individuals to commit violent acts.
The posters featured all 3 elected officials saying that they were wanted because of their stances on various political issues, including LGBTQ+ rights. Green Bay Mayor Eric Jenrick also issued a statement calling the behavior stupid and dangerous. Jenrick was not on the posters, but says he and his family have also gotten threats. Green Bay police say that they are still working to find out who's responsible for the posters. The measles outbreak up north is officially over. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says there's been no new cases of measles for more than a month in Oconto County. Health officials say that's 2 incubation periods, the threshold that marks the end of an outbreak. All of the state's 36 confirmed cases of measles were located in Oconto County and happened to people who are not vaccinated. 2 people were hospitalized. The outbreak began after somebody traveling out of state was exposed. Wisconsin's got one of the lowest measles vaccination rates in the country. Lawmakers in Wisconsin debating a bill that would officially adopt a global definition of anti-Semitism for use by state and local governments. The proposal is meant to help identify hate crimes, but has raised concerns that it might criminalize criticism of Israel. JS Online reports the bill's sponsor said it doesn't add new laws, but clarifies what anti-Semitism is. At a hearing this week, supporters spoke about rising anti-Semitism on university campuses, while opponents warned of threats to free speech. The Milwaukee Jewish Federation supports the bill, but the ACLU and some Democrats have pushed back. And tomorrow's National Drug Take-Back Day across Wisconsin. More than 145 events with 266 law enforcement agencies will be set up for people to safely dispose of unused or expired medications. Attorney General Josh Call says the event makes it easy to get rid of unwanted pills, creams, and inhalers while protecting the environment. People can bring prescription and over-the-counter meds, but no illegal drugs or needles. Permanent drop boxes are also available year-round. Your local drop-off locations can be found online. Wisconsin Sports Today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
Good morning, Milwaukee. Happy Friday to you and yours. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up, we've got Mike Clemens, sports, traffic with Bonnie Green. Our staff meteorologist gives us a detailed forecast. Briefly, we've got a freeze warning that remains until 9 a.m. Areas of frost between 7 and 8 this morning. Otherwise, we'll see some sunshine with a high of around 57. Currently in Milwaukee, we've got fair skies and 37. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you, Milwaukee.
If you're trying to do your own divorce, divorce coaching can be a godsend. It can help you organize all of your financials, review your spouse's financials, and help you put together a proposal to resolve your divorce or be able to articulate why the proposal is unfair and whether you can push back on things like an inheritance or the income of the other party. Call Horizons Law Group today and speak to attorney Michelle Fitzgerald, 262-432-3600 or horizonslaw.com.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hi, it's Jane Mettmeyer.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Mettmeyer on Air.
We cover all the news coming out that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Mettmeyer on Air, weekday mornings at 9 on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM.
6:13, time check. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up, traffic and weather together. And before that, we've got Mike Clemens. He's got sports.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all, honestly. It's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Thank you, Mike. Traffic and weather together as well here on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. This traffic report is brought to you by Blindster.com. We say good morning to Bonnie Green.
4394 southbound, an accident blocks the left lane at 13th Street. This is a crash involving a semi. And 94 westbound, stop and go from 35th Street to the stadium interchange. A left lane blocked with an accident. We can see both of those from the Jam Cam. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Sponsored by Blinds.com. Need new blinds at Blinds.com. They offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blinds, they take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters, so you can do it yourself and save big at Blinds.com.
540 WAUK Milwaukee Forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 52 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Still got a freeze warning that remains until 9 this morning. And again, areas of frost for the next hour between 7 and 8. Currently in Milwaukee, we've got fair skies and 37. Winds are out of the northwest at 7. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Coming up, we've got Jill on Money from CBS, which is money advice. WAUK News Time, 6:16.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
The Wisconsin Book Fest is a free four-day festival in Madison that celebrates every type of reader. Whether you're into mind-racing mysteries, great birding guides, speculative sci-fi, or music memoirs, you're sure to find an author to obsess over. Join us October 23rd to 26th for dozens of author readings, discussions, book signings, and more. Head over to waukradio.com to check out the full event lineup. And don't forget to make space on your shelf for new favorites.
6:17, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Coming up, an update from CBS News. Also, Stuart J. Wattles with a local update from the WAUK newsroom. And right now, money advice from CBS. They call Jill on Money.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Eileen from New York asks, I bought my condo 15 years ago using a 10-year adjustable rate mortgage. The adjustable part of the mortgage kicks in just 2 years. I'd like to refinance the mortgage for a fixed rate, but I'm wondering if I should refinance now or maybe wait another year closer to the end of a fixed rate part of the mortgage just to see what the rates will be like. Eileen, I understand the clock is ticking, but with the recent rate cut by the Fed and with a few more likely to come in the future, I am inclined to wait just a little bit longer.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Good morning. It's 6:19. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, Stuart J. Wattles with a local news update from our WAUK newsroom. We do have a freeze warning that goes into effect this morning until 9, and then areas of frost for the next hour between 7 and 8. Currently in Milwaukee, fair skies and 37. Winds are northwest at 7. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. And streaming at waukradio.com and on the Civic Media app.
All news all morning, WAUK.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Snippets of a speech from the 1980s featuring former President Ronald Reagan have just prompted President Trump to cancel trade talks with our neighbor to the north.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports, it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs.
CBS's Jared Hill.
We do know that the Ronald Reagan Foundation did comment on this just yesterday, saying that it was something that they were looking into, saying that Ontario had not gotten permission, and also that Ontario misrepresented the words of Ronald Reagan.
New York State's Democratic Attorney General Letitia James is set to make her first appearance in federal court today to answer to charges of mortgage fraud. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The defense attorneys in this case have indicated in a filing they're going to argue to get this case dismissed, alleging that the prosecutor in the case was unlawfully appointed, the same argument made and pending from former FBI Director James Comey.
Chaos outside a Coast Guard base near Oakland, California, as protesters demonstrated against the president's immigration policies. Video shows officers opening fire on a U-Haul truck as it backed towards them. Witnesses say it hit two people before speeding off. The incident took place after President Trump canceled plans to send National Guard troops into San Francisco. He says prominent tech leaders and the Democratic mayor, Daniel Lurie, convinced him crime is down and they're not needed.
We have work to do, and we would welcome the continued partnership with FBI, DEA, ATF, and U.S. attorneys to get drugs and drug dealers off of our streets.
The government shutdown's entering day 24, and there's still no agreement on compensating federal employees. CBS's Nicole Killian from Capitol Hill.
There was a little bit of progress that was made, even though a vote failed earlier in the day on a bill that was introduced by Senator Ron Johnson to pay some federal employees who have been working throughout this shutdown without pay. He did tell reporters that he is trying to reach a compromise with Democrats. Democrats had offered their own countermeasure to Ron Johnson's bill.
The Dodgers and Blue Jays face off in Game 1 of the World Series tonight in Toronto. DH George Springer says his guys won't be intimidated by those defending champs from L.A.
That's a great baseball team. There's absolutely no denying it. Everybody over there can play the game. So, you know, for us, it's just about kind of staying in the moment, you know, being who we are as a team, and we'll honestly see what happens.
This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things people love.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Beef up in winter, you can blame the fatty snacks.
University of California, San Francisco neurology professor Dr. Louis Potasik says it was good for the caveman and woman to gorge during the spring and summer when saturated fats were plentiful to prepare for winter when they disappeared. But now,
you and I can go to a grocery store and get Twinkies and Ho-Hos.
Eating saturated fats in winter leads the body into craving more of the hydrogenated fats found in snacks.
Our system is tricked into believing that it's summer.
And instead of burning off the pounds packed on during the warm weather, we just add more. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
The German company that made the truck lift that gave the crown jewel thieves a ride to the second floor window at the Louvre is seizing the marketing opportunity. Boker snatched up the rights to the photo, rolled out a new social media campaign featuring the now familiar scene outside the Paris Museum. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
All news all morning, WAU.
WAUK.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee's fire trucks are breaking down faster than they can be replaced. Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky says the situation is dire, with more than a half the city's engines older than they should be. The chief testified before a city committee yesterday. The mayor's proposed budget sets aside $2 million for new gear, but the chief says that's not even enough to buy one ladder truck. He warns that broken or unreliable trucks could slow down response times and put firefighters at risk. One alderman is backing Lipsky's call for more money, but city leaders say the budget is already stretched thin. A lockdown at MATC yesterday was triggered after people wearing masks were seen entering one of their buildings downtown. Police say those people left before officers arrived and the campus was cleared a short time later. Police are still investigating. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. We're learning more about the new massive data center campus coming to Port Washington. The $15 billion project by OpenAI, Oracle, and Vantage Data Centers will cover 500 acres. In their latest announcement, they say they plan on using a closed-loop liquid cooling system, which drastically cuts water use. The companies are also committing to matching their power use with 100% renewable energy and investing in solar, wind, and battery storage projects. Even so, people living in the area have raised concerns about local water, wildlife, and the impact of new power lines. Milwaukee wants your help shaping how the city moves in the future. City leaders launched their first ever transportation and mobility plan called 414 in Motion. It's asking people how they get around and what needs to improve. The survey takes just a few minutes and covers everything from buses to bikes and safer crosswalks. Officials say they'll use the feedback to guide how streets are designed and where investments go. You can find that survey on the city's website. Another reminder about the interstate shutdown this weekend. A major ramp closure starts at 11 tonight on the Hale interchange. The southbound 41-894 ramp to eastbound 894 will be shut down through early Monday. They're fixing that bridge. It's all part of a larger interchange improvement project expected to last into next year. The DOT says drivers should expect detours and extra delays. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Londo at the Civic Media State News Desk. A first in Wisconsin history, a newborn has been safely surrendered in one of the state's safe haven baby boxes. The drop-off happened last week, just after noon on Wednesday. At Racine's Fire Station Number 4, the drop boxes are climate-controlled areas that let parents anonymously and safely leave newborns without fear of prosecution. A statement says the infant was immediately cared for by firefighters and taken to a hospital. Child Protective Services is working to find a permanent home for the infant. Wisconsin currently has four active safe haven baby boxes in Howard, Reedsburg, Elkhorn, and Racine. There are plans for more. A no-show at the Capitol, stirring frustration. Lawmakers say State Superintendent Jill Underly never called or emailed to reschedule her hearing about teacher misconduct investigations. Committee Chair Amanda Nedweski told members that they would have gladly picked another date if Underly had just reached out.
Dr. Underly did not even call me. She did not send an email. She did not reach out in any way saying this date did not work for her.
Instead, a deputy showed up in her place facing tough questions about how the state handles complaints about educators. It's the latest tension after a report in the Cap Times showing hundreds of teacher misconduct cases remained hidden over 5 years. Superintendent Underly did write a letter demanding a correction from the Cap Times, but also said the state needs to update its laws to make it easier for the DPI to investigate these cases. And a new program in the state's turning good neighbors into great neighbors. A group called Do Good Wisconsin just launched what they call a snow angel program. They're offering free signs for homes where people living there may need help shoveling snow. The idea is to make it easier for volunteers to spot who could use a hand this winter. Signs are free thanks to donations, but there's only a limited number available. The group hopes small gestures like this remind people to look out for one another. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
Thank you, Leslie and Stu. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you. It is 6:29. I'm Dan Haney, now serving up all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up, we've got sports with Mike Lemons, traffic and weather together. We do have a freeze warning that remains until 9 this morning. Areas of frost between 7 and 8. You may need your little ice scraper in the back seat or wherever it's in your vehicle. Under something, probably. You'll need that, maybe. Otherwise, right now, we got fair skies and 36 in Milwaukee. Winds are west, are out of the west at 5. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. WAUK News Time is 6:30.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
It's all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If you miss a newscast, you can find the updates at waukradio.com or sign up for our WAUK weekly newsletter. You'll find the form on the website. Log on to waukradio.com. You'll find the full menu of civic media offerings throughout the day and all week long on WAUK on 100.3 FM.
6:32, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, traffic and weather together. Right now, Mike Lemons has got sports.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Lemons with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all, honestly. It's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers, Matt Arnold, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
6:33, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning and three traffic updates per hour as well during that time. This one is sponsored by Blindster.com. We say good morning to Bonnie Green.
Well, a couple of accidents causing some problems. 4394 southbound at 13th Street, an accident involving a semi blocks the left lane. And 94 westbound is stop and go from 35th Street to the Stadium interchange. A left lane also blocked there with a crash. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Blindster.com. Need new blinds? At Blindster.com, they offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, they take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big at Blindster.com.
540 WAUK, Milwaukee, 4K.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 52 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Also, fair skies in Milwaukee. We still got that freeze warning until 9, and then areas of frost between 7 and 8. Coming up, we've got Jill on Money, money advice from CBS News. WAUK News Time, 6:35.
Pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America, and you've never seen a facility like Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls. With 17 professional indoor courts in a massive 60,000 square foot space. New to the game? Try a free Pickleball 101 lesson. Need gear? The on-site pro shop got you covered.
This is Donald Driver. After a game of playing, listen, come hang out at our bar.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Follow Pickleball Kingdom Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook. This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of WAUK.
Hey, it's Downtown Donnie Brown, and this week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally, talking about mayoral election, which has suddenly become a little bit more crowded with the announcement of City Council President Alicia Halbenslaven announcing her candidacy for mayor, challenging Scott Allen.
Find This Week in Waukesha at WAUKradio.com. Go to the website and search This Week in Waukesha from 540 WAUK.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with cherry, berry, and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
636, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning and money news from CBS. It's actually money advice, Jill on Money.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Eileen from New York asks, I bought my condo 15 years ago using a 10-year adjustable rate mortgage. The adjustable part of the mortgage kicks in just 2 years. I'd like to refinance the mortgage for a fixed rate, but I'm wondering if I should refinance now or maybe wait another year closer to the end of a fixed rate part of the mortgage just to see what the rates will be like. Eileen, I understand the clock is ticking, but with the recent rate cut by the Fed and with a few more likely to come in the future, I am inclined to wait just a little bit longer.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
6:38, it is 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Also streaming at WAUKradio.com and on your Civic Media app. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney, now serving all news all morning. Coming up, Stuart J. Waddles has got local news. Also, Leslie Lotto has got state news from the Civic Media State News Desk. And it's all part of All News All Morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. CBS News coming up.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with developing news on trade talks. President Trump has just canceled negotiations with Canada.
The president is upset with an anti-tariff ad released by the province of Ontario. It features a 1987 radio address given by the late President Ronald Reagan, in which he said tariffs lead to fierce trade wars that hurt Americans.
Markets shrink and collapse, businesses and industries shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs.
The Ronald Reagan Foundation says the ad used selective audio and misrepresents Reagan's address. Canada is the U.S.'s second largest trading partner after Mexico. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Stick a fork in it. The entire east wing of the White House is now entirely gone, demolished. The first lawsuit's been filed by a couple in Virginia to try to stop any further damage from the president's plan to build a massive new ballroom. This tourist weighed in.
I think it's incredibly unfortunate. I think he was dishonest about his intent in terms of we're not going to touch anything, like it's going to be close but not touching, and then, you know, we're completely demolishing it.
The White House insists the president has full legal authority. Federal investigators are not ruling out more arrests after yesterday's announcement about two massive betting scandals in the NBA. They allegedly involved big names like Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier. Rozier is accused of faking an injury to leave a game early. His attorney, Jim Trusty.
You know what's critical about all this? And our day will come, but he had medical follow-up in the days after. He had a bunch of people that he appropriately confided in that he had an injury. And he didn't play another game.
Charges against some of the 34 others arrested so far, rigged poker games backed by the mafia. Alaska Airlines flights are taking off again after a technology outage forced a ground stop. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Alaska Airlines and its regional airline Horizon asked the FAA for a ground stop, basically halting departures of Alaska flights while they deal with this IT issue.
Almost 400 flights were affected overnight. More than 130 have been canceled or delayed so far today. The daughter of a former U.S. president has finally been laid to rest next to her father, her mother, and her sister. Barbara Vorndick, a Virginia school teacher, helped raise money to recover Eliza Monroe Hayes' remains from an unmarked grave in Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris.
It was a relief, really, to see her coffin in the ground with her family.
President James Monroe's daughter died penniless and alone in Paris in 1840. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Think Verizon, the best 5G network, is expensive? Think again. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store today, and we'll give you a better deal. Now, what to do with your unwanted bills? Maybe turn them into paper airplanes headed to see and ever AT&T and T-Mobile. Jokes aside, the best 5G network has you covered with the most ways to save on plans, streaming, and phone deals. So bring in your bill to your local Verizon store today, and we'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on RootMetric TrueScore report data to 1H2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid consumer mobile bill data within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as a person redeeming the deal. Additional terms apply.
Introducing your new Dell PC with the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps you handle a lot, even when your holiday to-do list gets to be a lot. Like organizing your holiday shopping and searching for great holiday deals and customer questions and customers requesting custom things, plus planning the perfect holiday dinner for vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians, and Uncle Mike's carnivore diet. Luckily, you can get a PC with all-day battery life to help you get it all done. That's the power of a Dell PC with Intel inside, backed by Dell's Price Match Guarantee. Get yours today at Dell.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. See Dell.com for details.
The Fall Classic is about to get underway.
For the Blue Jays, tonight marks their first World Series appearance in more than three decades. For the Dodgers, it's a shot at a second straight title and third in 6 years. But L.A. skipper Dave Roberts isn't getting swept up in the dynasty talk.
Right now, we're just focused on the Blue Jays, and we need to play good baseball. And then, hopefully we put that topic of, legacy on the table for many people to debate.
Meanwhile, Jays skipper John Schneider says he won't be intimidated by the Dodgers star-studded lineup.
I'll never count my guys out of any series.
The Dodgers and Blue Jays meet for Game 1 tonight at Rogers Center. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
Dodgers reliever Alex Vesia will miss tonight's game. The team says he and his wife are navigating a deeply personal family matter. There's no word on exactly what it is or how Vesia's absence will last, how long that is. He picked up wins against both the Phillies and the Brewers in the postseason. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. A little bit of breaking news. You might be waking up to a power outage.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk.
All news all morning, WAUK.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former aide at MPS who left the country this summer is now suing the federal government. Yesenia Ruano says she was pushed to self-deport to El Salvador despite an open visa case. She's joined a federal lawsuit claiming ICE is illegally deporting immigrants who are victims of crime. Ruano says she's fighting not just for herself, but for her daughters and others in the same situation. Whether you drive, walk, or ride the bus in Milwaukee, city planners want to hear from you. The 414 in Motion survey is now live, collecting ideas to improve how people get around. Officials say your feedback will help decide where to make changes like bike lanes, crosswalks, and transit routes. It's all part of Milwaukee's first citywide transportation and mobility plan. You can find the survey on the city's website. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A Milwaukee County Court Commissioner says it's one of the worst cases he's ever seen. The West Dallas parents accused of killing their 4-year-old son appeared in court for the first time yesterday. Prosecutors say DeVario Cruz abused the boy and his mother, Charlotte Keurig, failed to protect him. The judge called the allegations horrific. It was confirmed during the hearing that Child Protective Services had been alerted about the family before. An MCTS bus and a car collided near 91st Street in Bradley last night. Police say at about 5 o'clock, the car hit the back of the bus while it was heading south. There were 5 passengers on board at the time, and the bus driver and 1 passenger were injured. Officials say that bus driver's injuries aren't life-threatening. There's no word yet on if anyone was arrested. Another reminder about the interstate shutdown this weekend. A major ramp closure starts at 11 tonight on the Hale Interchange. The southbound 41-894 ramp to eastbound 894 will be shut down through early Monday. It's all part of a larger interchange improvement project expected to last into next year. The DOT says drivers should expect detours and extra delays. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. Green Bay city leaders speaking out after somebody put up wanted posters with their names and photos around the city. Congressman Tony Weed joined city elders Jennifer Grant and Melinda Eck condemning what he called violent rhetoric.
When they call us Nazis, fascists, criminals, or threats to democracy, it is a calling card for deranged individuals to commit violent acts.
The posters featured all 3 elected officials saying that they were wanted because of their stances on various political issues, including LGBTQ plus rights. Green Bay Mayor Eric Jenrick also issued a statement calling the behavior stupid and dangerous. Jenrick was not on the posters, but says he and his family have also gotten threats. Green Bay police say that they are still working to find out who's responsible for the posters. The measles outbreak up north is officially over. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says there's been no new cases of measles for more than a month in Oconto County. Health officials say that's 2 incubation periods, the threshold that marks the end of an outbreak. All of the state's 36 confirmed cases of measles were located in Oconto County and happened to people who are not vaccinated. 2 people were hospitalized. The outbreak began after somebody traveling out of state was exposed. Wisconsin's got one of the lowest measles vaccination rates in the country. Lawmakers in Wisconsin debating a bill that would officially adopt a global definition of anti-Semitism for use by state and local governments. The proposal is meant to help identify hate crimes, but has raised concerns that it might criminalize criticism of Israel. JS Online reports the bill's sponsor said it doesn't add new laws but clarifies what anti-Semitism is. At a hearing this week, supporters spoke about rising anti-Semitism on university campuses, while opponents warned of threats to free speech. The Milwaukee Jewish Federation supports the bill, but the ACLU and some Democrats have pushed back. And tomorrow's National Drug Take-Back Day across Wisconsin. More than 145 events with 266 law enforcement agencies will be set up for people to safely dispose of unused or expired medications. Attorney General Josh Call says the event makes it easy to get rid of unwanted pills, creams, and inhalers while protecting the environment. People can bring prescription and over-the-counter meds, but no illegal drugs or needles. Permanent drop boxes are also available year-round. Your local drop-off locations can be found online. Wisconsin Sports Today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
It's 6:49. Good morning to you. It is 540 WAUK. on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Coming up, Mike Lemons and sports, traffic and weather together. Freeze warning remains until 9 a.m. Areas of frost between 7 and 8. Expect some sunshine later this afternoon or today. High around 51. Currently in Milwaukee, we got fair skies and 36. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
All news all morning, WAUK.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamp designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
For delicious Halloween treats, visit O&H Danish Bakery, where you'll find their famous Wicked Good Kringle. This decidedly decadent Kringle has a midnight chocolate filling, chocolate icing, and is topped with delightful Halloween sprinkles. There are many hand-decorated, ghoulishly good Halloween delights, so do stop in. While there, pick up several O&H Caramel Apple Cinnamon Cupcakes. They're a fall celebration in the palm of your hand. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Did you hear something on WAUK you'd like to hear again but don't know how? Go to our website, waukradio.com. There you'll find the full lineup of WAUK and Civic Media podcasts. Choose your favorite from Matinee on Air, Maggie Dawn, Todd Alba, or Tom Hartman. It's all online anytime you want it on demand. waukradio.com.
6:52, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Friday, October 24th, 2025. Coming up, traffic and weather together. And right now, Mike Lemons and sports. Big game on Sunday night, Green Bay at Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all, honestly. It's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Thank you, Mike. 6:53, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. And traffic and weather three times an hour as well. This report brought to you by Blindster.com. Good morning, Bonnie Green.
The accident, 4394 southbound at 13th Street, has cleared. 94 westbound backed up between 27th and Mitchell Boulevard. 4145 northbound slow north to Capitol into roadwork. 94 westbound a stall blocks the left lane before Brookfield Road. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Sponsored by Blindster.com. Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't for any reason, they'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
540 WAUK Milwaukee forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 52 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Thanks, Sean. Fair skies in Milwaukee as well. Winds are out of the west at 5. Again, a freeze warning remains until 9. Areas of frost between 7 and 8. It's 540 WAUK, 100.3 FM. All news all morning. WAUK News Time, 6:54.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 6:56. The drive into work or wherever you are going. It's Friday, October 24th, 2025. Thanks for being there. It's all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Coming up, an update from CBS News. And right now, money advice, Jill on Money.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Eileen from New York asks, I bought my condo 15 years ago using a 10-year adjustable rate mortgage. The adjustable part of the mortgage kicks in just 2 years. I'd like to refinance the mortgage for a fixed rate, but I'm wondering if I should refinance now or maybe wait another year closer to the end of the fixed rate part of the mortgage just to see what the rates will be like. Eileen, I understand the clock is ticking, but with the recent rate cut by the Fed and with a few more likely to come in the future, I am inclined to wait just a little bit longer.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time. For delicious Halloween treats, visit O&H Danish Bakery, where you'll find their famous Wicked Good Kringle. This decidedly decadent Kringle has a midnight chocolate filling, chocolate icing, and is topped with delightful Halloween sprinkles. There are many hand-decorated, ghoulishly good Halloween delights, so do stop in. While there, pick up several O&H Caramel Apple Cinnamon Cupcakes. They're a fall celebration in the palm of your hand. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hey, everybody, Todd Alball here. Join us weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 as we pursue truth wherever it may lead and have fun doing it. From Brewers to Packers, news from UW-Milwaukee to conversations with Josh Schulman and David Crowley. We're the champagne of talk shows. Crap, that one's been used. It's the Todd Alball Show, weekdays from 2 to 4 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, Milwaukee.
Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK, 100.3 FM, and on your Civic Media app and streaming at WAUKradio.com. If you're a Wisconsinite, or even if not, but you lived in Wisconsin for some time, you may know We Energies. They do a cookie book, and they're doing another cookie book each year statewide, and it's a free statewide thing. You can check it out, and the first giveaway, I believe, is going to be in Milwaukee on Saturday, November 1st, 9 to 1, and it's going to be at American Family Field. You can check out more and search We Energies. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you, Milwaukee. CBS News coming up.
We're a Civic Media station.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with developing news on trade talks. President Trump has just canceled negotiations with Canada.
The president is upset with an anti-tariff ad released by the province of Ontario. It features